Chopper.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
How's the anticipation going for the rodeo?
It's always a big event, and that people are starting to gear up for that. It's going to be lots of fun there at the end of the month. If you're looking for something to do at the end of the month, hey, if you want to get back to the community at the end of the month, contact the Elks or the Royal Purple there. The Royal Purple, especially, they could always use help in the kitchen, folks. So if you want something to do, contact Royal Purple to help out there. This is part of that volunteering that I ranted about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Give back to your community.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that people give their time volunteering. It's fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's move on to what's going on this week here.
Absolutely. What's going on in High Prairie?
Okay, well, today being Friday, Marigold Mini Golf is happening downtown there.
Mini golf?
Mini golf, yeah.
Mini golf, I'm in.
There you go. All right, 11 to 7.
Okay.
And that looks like that's going all week, looks like that's happening, at least all weekend here. So check that out. And then on Saturday, tomorrow, the High Prairie Golf Club is having the Sir George Bennett Senior Open starting at 9 on Saturday there. Also on Saturday, the Dolphins are having their swim meet. Got to help out and support the Dolphins. They do they represent our community really well there.
Yeah, and that's a huge meet, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Some of these kids, they're really, really good. I think they're part fish. So they do quite well. Sunday, the High Prairie Golden Age Club is having cribbage at the Senior Center there, starting at 1:30. Monday, youth camps out at the Eagle Nest at Anilda there, just on the highway. That goes all week until the 26th. Off to a good start, prenatal stuff over at the Children's Resource Center also on Monday at 1 o'clock. Shuffleboard at the Golden Age Club, 7 p.m. So go check that out if you are of age, of which I am not. On Tuesday, robotics camp over at the Northern Lakes College campus. So check that out if you're interested in these things. Floor curling over at the Golden Age Club on Tuesday. It's at 1:30. Lots of stuff for our seniors this week. It's really good to see. And see, Tuesday town council meets. So if you want to see what happens at town council, go see them at 7. And then on Wednesday, Big Lakes County, they meet at 10. So if you're a resident of the county and you want to see what they do, meetings are open to the public. It's always great to see people participating just by watching. Farmers Market next Wednesday for Marigold downtown, 1 to 6. And next Thursday is the start of the Triangle Hoedown Jamboree. That goes all weekend. So, and they got camping out there, always a good time. So go check that out. And also next Thursday, Marigold is having a barbecue outside the building downtown there from 11:30 until 2.
Nice.
And that's what's going on this week, Hopper.
My goodness, it sounds very, very busy.
Well, it's High Prairie. We try.
Hey, we give you points for trying, right?
Absolutely.
You got to have the points for trying. And, there's lots of stuff going on. And, especially with the rodeo coming up, you want to get into volunteer mode or into rodeo mode, I guess. Are you into rodeo mode? Are you in rodeo mode yet?
Looking forward to the parade.
Oh, yeah.
I always like the parade, typically. And actually, this year I will be judging the parade.
Oh, my.
Yes. that will be lots of fun as well. So, check that out. So that's what we're doing.
James, I understand there's a barbecue going on today, as a matter of fact, in High Prairie.
Yes, there is over at Fountain Tire, the Burgers for Cancer thing. This is done by Angie and Adrian for their son, Josh, I've worked with both Angie and Adrian. Wonderful, wonderful people, great community members. Josh beat cancer a few years ago.
Oh, good for him.
So, yeah, pretty sure it's the same cancer that Terry Fox had.
Wow.
Yeah, and Josh beat it. So they show their support and their appreciation to the community by having this Burgers for Cancer thing, and then they pass on the cash that they make to other people in town who are battling cancer. Unfortunately, you know, it's not done yet, so they're helping somebody else out this year. So that's over at Fountain Tire today, 11:30 until about 1 or so. So great cause. Go over there, get a burger. Let's kick cancer's ASS.
Very appropriate way of putting it, because especially with the fact that cancer touches everyone, eh?
It does. It does. I mean, we all know somebody who's had it. So let's do that. And that's what we got going on in High Prairie.
Appreciate it, James. Thank you very much.
Talk to you next week.
You bet. Take care.